And by KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Voting machine companies nervously await a report from the California Secretary of State. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Next week, California Secretary of State Deborah Bowen will reveal the results of a two-month study of touchscreen voting systems in her state. Making good on a campaign promise, Bowen ordered the so-called top-to-bottom review to ensure California's voting machines are secure for the state's February primary election. Touchscreen systems have come under increasing scrutiny by critics who say they fail or can be hacked too easily. A team of computer security experts has been poking and prodding the systems from three companies, Diebold, Sequoia, and Hart InterCivic, looking for vulnerabilities that would make them prone to error or manipulation. Bowen could decide to decertify any of the machines, a prospect that has county election officials on edge. Brad Friedman is author of bradblog.com, which is devoted to voting security issues. He says Bowen's report will have national implications.
We know, really, that all of the voting machine companies make voting systems that are incredibly vulnerable to attacks, to hacking, and to just programming error. We know this, of course, just from what we have been able to learn from, leaked source code, from various investigations. And up until now, the voting machines have kept it such that independent investigators have not been able to look at both the hardware and the software and the firmware all at one time. This is one of the reasons that Deborah Bowen's investigation is such a landmark and important study.
County registrars object to the timing of the investigation, which comes just half a year before California's next statewide election. Stephen Weir is Contra Costa County Registrar and president of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officials.
If a system's decertified, there's no time to make corrective action. One would simply have to go to another vendor. I'm telling you that they don't have the staff, they don't have the equipment, and the printing capacity to step in quickly and deal with a county like Los Angeles or San Bernardino, Riverside, Santa Clara, any of the big counties. It could potentially cause some problems. Look, the big one for us is not just for the registrars of voters, but for the voters and the poll workers. They need to be trained in voting systems. And every time you change a voting system, you increase the potential for problems that take two or three elections to work out.
A decertification does not have to lead to chaos at the polls, according to Kim Alexander from the California Voter Foundation.
I have confidence in election officials here in California. I've seen them adapt and deal with a number of changes that have come their way in recent years. And often there will be expressions of concern about whether they can meet the deadlines, and then they manage to meet the deadlines. So I hope that that will continue to be the case.
Electronic voting machine companies Diebold and Hart did not return our calls. Michelle Schaefer is spokeswoman for Sequoia Voting Systems.
Sequoia, like our customers, is looking forward to the release of this testing information so that we can thoroughly review it, our customers can thoroughly review it, and we can move on, because there is only 6 months until the presidential primary, and I know that has a lot of our customers concerned about any changes that may be required prior to the next election.
Observers say the California Secretary of State could order counties to employ stricter auditing practices, such as increasing the number of ballots that would have to be counted by hand to verify election results, or she could order counties to return to paper ballots. The report is due August 3rd. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.